Good morning, Bill. Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got a hold of you. That's great. I was going to say you called, but I had my producer call you. So just in case.
Great.
Just in case. Well, just for the sake of full disclosure, I want to let all you folks out there know that Bill is a patient of mine, and he accepted my offer to come on and share his experience so far with respect to his nutritional healing program and the use of nutrition response testing. So, Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
And what I wanted to ask, and I guess one of the reasons why I wanted to have you come was because in our discussion, you know, when we got together last, you were telling me a number of things, and I know we haven't known each other for very long, but my ultimate goal is to really help people who are looking for an alternative to find an effective one. And not a lot of people would be familiar with what I do, wouldn't you say?
That's correct.
So how did you originally come to see me? I mean, what sort of brought it about?
Well, I was at work one day. I was listening to the radio, and I was channel surfing, and I came across your station, and I got to a point in my workload where I couldn't adjust the knob anymore, and I happened to be on your station, and I got to listening to it, and the more I got to listening, the more it made sense, and I thought it would be something that would work for me. So that's how I ended up at your office.
That's how you ended up there. So it was really just happenstance, actually.
It was.
Yeah. So many times that happens. I mean, it's really amazing. So, you know, you thought it made sense. What made sense?
Everything you had to say. Just the pinpointing exactly what was wrong with me. I've been suffering with acid reflux for 16 years.
Oh.
I've been seeing medical doctors with absolutely no results. I've been taking all the proton pump inhibitors and all the different things that they prescribe, and I've noticed in the last few years I've been getting worse and worse, and have got to the point where I couldn't even control my symptoms. And I got to say, I've been in your program for a short time, only 12 days. I went into it 100%. I went home. I threw all my food out. I went shopping. I started from scratch. I started eating all the right stuff. I took your supplements. And in the 12 days that I've been on your program, I have got better results in the 16 years that I have with medical doctors.
Wow. And so let's back up. Weren't there some other things that you, other symptoms too, that you noticed aside from the acid reflux? I know that was your chief concern. Weren't there some other things?
I did. You know, I had specific things going on with me that I recognized, and what I think is more important is I had things going on with my personal self that I didn't even realize. I had the joint pain, stiffness, lack of energy, different things like that. And as I got on this program, I started realizing I was I had other problems that I wasn't even aware of, but I just noticed that I was feeling better overall, just as a whole.
Isn't that an interesting phenomenon, really? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you kind of lose, you are experiencing your life and the quality of your life, and you don't even realize that you're losing some quality. Isn't that amazing, really, when you think about it?
And when we spoke with my last visit, you referred to it as the dimmer switch.
Right. The dimmer switch syndrome. That's exactly right. That's what happens, is that the just like a dimmer switch on a light, slowly but surely that switch turns down and dims the light. And it's not until, you know, sometime in the future do we realize that, you know, hey, it's kind of getting dark around here.
Yeah. Well, I relate everything to mechanics, so I kind of look at it as a car. If you don't maintain your car, you know, little things happen to it. You know, you get a scratch here, a scratch there. Well, you don't change oil in the transmission. You don't do this. You don't fix your brakes. Pretty soon, you got a clunker.
Yeah, and I think that is a great analogy, you know, as far as it goes. And it's certainly a metaphor for so many of us who find ourselves down a deep, dark alley of, you know, various types of symptoms, and maybe even, you know, a disease, or certainly been given a label for a disease. And you know, what do we do? What do we do about it? I mean, and people turn to what they know, and certainly Western medicine is what most people know, and that's where you went, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so, but if you would have, I mean, of course you've seen results, but if you would have known that there was a safe, effective alternative, which would you have chosen, the drugs or the safe, effective alternative?
Oh, the safe alternative.
And don't you agree with me that many, many people would?
Oh, yes.
Especially if they knew that they could get results.
For sure.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, that's the message, you know, ultimately the message that I'm really, you know, trying to get across to people. It's certainly, you know, going into a hurricane like breeze. Because of everything we know and all of our experience up to this point, and of course the governmental agencies and the pharmaceutical companies and the medical doctors who are so tied to the hip to pharmaceuticals, you know, it's tough to get a word in edgewise. One of the things I wanted to ask you was your experience of the evaluation painful?
Not at all.
Was it unusual?
It was different.
It was different, but you were open.
Yes,
and you were ready. I mean, you were looking.
I was.
And so what? I mean, what's been the most challenging part of your program so far?
The most challenging part probably was just myself. Going into it after I was learning the things that were bothering me and that I wasn't going to be able to eat. I thought right off the bat, well, it's going to be impossible. But as I got in and started doing my shopping and stuff. After a few days and the tools that you guys provide on your website, you know, my shopping became more easy. I guess it was the shopping.
And I think that's one of the most common, because we're so used to reaching for the bags, boxes, and cans, you know, the convenience stuff.
Right.
And it's the convenience stuff that gets us into big problems, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, as it turns out.
After I got into it and started shopping and, again, used some of the tools off your website, I found that now my shopping is quicker. My meal prep time is quicker.
Wow.
Everything. It's easier all the way around. Not to mention, you know, the program that you offer, everybody worries about money. But if I was to rewind the clock and tally up all the money that I've spent on medical doctors, even with, and I have pretty good insurance through my employment, I have literally spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on copays seeing these medical doctors, and the services that you provide are just minute in comparison.
Wow, and you know that's a common experience. I mean that's what most people experience, and I think it's because we've been so brainwashed into believing that, you know, all of these, what I often refer to as counterfeit foods, are food.
Yes.
You know, the things that we normally relied on as our sustenance. Slowly dig ourselves into a, you know, pretty deep, dark hole, which you have now sort of come out of and are, you know, peeking up and around and going, hey. This is a new life.
It is. It's a total lifestyle change for sure.
It's a total lifestyle change. And of course, if you're headed down, if you're experiencing chronic symptoms as you were, or even intermittent symptoms, if you don't change what you're doing, how do we expect anything to change? Right? I mean, that's basically the issue. And I think, you know, that was my experience. I mean, as you know, you read my story. You know, when you first came in, and I was, you know, I mean, I said to myself, well, hey, I can make some basic changes, no problem. But you know, how could I give up, you know, my evening sundae, you know, my chocolate chip sundae? And I was doing that even when I was sick, because I didn't realize how important it was. And as soon as I did what you did, which is what you described earlier in our interview, which was to just change it, right?
Yes.
Throw all the stuff out, start again, and bingo, bango, the results were pretty darn pretty darn impressive for you, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And so you did mention that. The question I often ask patients is, you know, do they feel like they're being supported through the process? So I will ask you that. What's your impression of that?
Oh, I feel I'm supported 100% through you and your staff. You know, I've had questions on certain products that I was about ready to buy, and with a cell phone call, I was able to talk to somebody that, you know, was able to guide me.
Cool. And were there any other surprises? I mean, besides just yourself and the foods, I mean, was everything else, you know, fairly easy for you or?
No real surprises. I mean, pretty much everything I've experienced, I was expecting. I don't know, you know, I might be a unique case, but again, I was extremely open to anything because I literally was in dire straits. I mean, I was the fellow that I worked with had acid reflux for years, ultimately ended up contracting cancer and dying from it. And so I was at a crossroads to where I knew I had to do something drastic. Other than I couldn't keep doing the same thing that I was doing.
Why do you think we have to wait that long? I'm so curious about, you know, and very interested in your opinion. Why do you think?
My opinion is why we wait so long is because we were particularly dependent on your generation. I think you're raised on this box food, and it's just a matter of education.
Which is, of course, you know, obviously, then you would agree that doing a show like this, or you know, kind of making such a big deal about it the way I make, is totally worthwhile. Would you not say?
Oh, absolutely.
And I know because of your willingness to come on, you know, that you have a bigger view on this. Just think about how many people out there, just like you and me, who have not discovered this and are kind of waiting on the sidelines. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like it just tugs at my heart for real.
I tell you, I've since I've been involved in your program, I've been shouting from the rooftops. I've been telling everybody I know the best way that I can. I had to sit down with my grandparents here not too long ago and help them sort through all their medications, and they literally had a small suitcase
with all of their
medications in it. And I hope to get them in there and get them on your program and hopefully eliminate the majority of these medications that they're on.
I think you and I are simpatico on this. I mean, we I've got an 88-year-old mother, and she was living in another state, and as she was aging, the docs were just, you know, chomping at the bit to get her on the usual, you know, the cholesterol drugs and the antidepressants or whatever. And I moved her here to Portland, Oregon, just so, you know, I could take care of her. And I absolutely was totally dedicated to not allowing that to happen. And I mean, what's your opinion on that?
My opinion is it's the right thing to do, and we have an obligation to our loved ones. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, and when you say they're taking a bunch of prescription medications, the interesting thing and probably the most startling thing that I think most people don't understand is that when they begin to pile these medications on, they have no idea, none. There is no research whatsoever with respect to the interactions with all of these things. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah, I did know that.
That's the scary thing. In other words, what's happening is every one of our loved ones is a guinea pig for the pharmaceutical industry.
Right. And one thing that I recently learned that I wasn't aware of is that these chemical drugs are accumulative.
Ooh, are they?
You just over time, they're just building up in your organs, and you know, they're toxic.
Right. Hey, Bill, can you hold on just a little bit? I'd like to finish the interview up. I've got to take a break. It's radio time. Can you do that?
Yes.
Great, thanks.